नित्यं ददाति कामस्य शिद्रं तं मनुयेरयः योगिनः कृतमैत्रस्य अत्युर्जा एव पुंश्चली. वट् टु वट् मीनिङ्ग्? नित्यम् आल्वेज् ददाति गिव्स् कामस्य ऑफ लस्ट् शिद्रं फेसिलिटी तं दट् लस्ट् अनु फॉलोइंग ये दोज अरयः एनिमीज योगिनः ऑफ द योगीज और पर्सन्स ट्राइंग टू एडवांस इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ कृतमैत्रस्य हैविंग पुट फेथ इन द माइंड पत्युः ऑफ द हस्बैंड जाया इव लाइक द वाइफ पुंश्चली who is unchaste or easily carried away by other men. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. An unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours, and it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramours. If the yogi gives his mind a chance and does not restrain it, his mind will give facility to enemies like lust, anger and greed, and they will doubtlessly kill the yogi. Purport. In this verse, the word Pumshchali refers to a woman who is easily carried away by men. Such a woman, is never to be trusted. Unfortunately, in the present age, women are never controlled. According to the directions of the Shastras, women are never to be given freedom. When a child, a woman must be strictly controlled by her father. When she is young, she must be strictly controlled by her husband. And when she is old, she must be controlled by her elderly sons. If she is given independence and allowed to mingle unrestrictedly with men, she will be spoiled. A spoiled woman, being manipulated by paramours, might even kill her husband. This example is given here because a yogi desiring to get free from material conditions must always keep his mind under control. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that in the morning, our first business should be to beat the mind with shoes 100 times, and before going to bed, to beat the mind 100 times with broomstick. In this way, one's mind can be kept under control. An uncontrolled mind and an unchaste wife are the same. An unchaste wife can kill her husband at any time. And an uncontrolled mind, followed by lust, anger, greed, madness and envy and illusion, can certainly kill the yogi. When a yogi is controlled by the mind, he falls down in the material condition. One should be very careful of the mind, just as a husband should be careful of an unchaste wife. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Before beginning the class, you know, I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas. I am not qualified to speak on Bhagavatam, especially such verses. You know, yeah, sannyasi who has, you know, who has realized at a very high level can easily speak these subject matters. So I'll try to repeat from what I have heard and what I have realized at what a short span I have lived. So I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas, especially Asim Krishna Prabhu, Vaikuntha Murthy Prabhu, and many of my teachers from Pune, especially Vamshodhan Prabhu, Keshavanand Prabhu, so and Mandali Bhadar Prabhu. So I seek blessings from all of you. Try to throw some light on this topic. So if there are any mistakes, please forgive me. I seek blessings from Sundar Chetan Prabhu also. So here, in this verse, actually Prabhupada, this is a part where Shukdev Goswami is answering Parikshit Maharaj on his query. He is just worried why Rishabhdev, he has such powers, he has such yogic powers, he is Supreme Personality himself. Why is he not displaying those qualities? You know, rather, you know, someone asks Prabhupada, why you are not showing miracles? Prabhupada said, I have made these Westerners into devotees, you make one and show. You know, you can do all this, you know, black magic and you know, but you cannot create one devotee from West. Who doesn't know Krishna, who doesn't know Ram? So Prabhupada did much more greater miracle than what these normal jadugars can do. So the pure devotees, they don't display such kind of magics to attract people, because then only materialistic minded people will try to come to them, and they only become burden to the spiritual master. And what they will ask is, when should I get married? What is the time I should, you know, eat? What is the time I should sleep? Rather than asking, what is the goal of my life? Why am I struggling here? Why am I suffering? So generally, those are in spiritual line, those are very elevated, they don't get into this field. So before answering the main query, he is saying here, Shukdev Maharaj is also explaining how a yogi is also fearful and he controls his mind. He does not let his mind loose even at a very high stage, because the mind can cheat him at any moment. So particularly in this verse, the translation says, an unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours, and it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramours. Means, Shukdev Goswami is putting mind and an unchaste woman in comparison. And then he is saying, if the yogi, similarly, just like an unchaste wife, if the wife is not checked at the point, she can even kill her husband. Similarly, if the yogi gives his mind a chance and does not restrain it, his mind will give the facility to the enemies. Who are enemies of an individual? Lust, anger, greed, obviously the six anarthas, and they will doubtlessly kill the yogi. Obviously Prabhupada explains in later part also that, you know, because Krishna is very merciful, he'll give him yogi now, you know, yoga bhrashto bhi jayate, he'll give him again a chance. But one should not take that risk. We don't know what will be our destiny, you know. So here, we should first understand, you know, before I put some light on this, you know, try to explain something, because here woman is involved, we should first know that we are neither man neither woman. We are all spirit souls. Once I was chatting on this Krishna.com. I was very new devotee, so I learned a little philosophy and I got job, then I got this internet facility, so I opened Krishna.com. That happens, you know, neophyte devotees. And there was a chat facility, you can ask questions. So I was thinking, oh, I'll ask a lot of my questions. So I started a chat, and the individual from that side, my name was appearing and the individual's name was Gopi Geet. Now I was thinking it is Gopi Geet Das or Devi Dasi. Because my question will depend on that. So it was only Gopi Geet. So I said, okay. Then I wrote, is this male or female? Because then questions, you know, will vary. So the answer came that this is a soul seated in the female body. I was like, Bapre. No, this lady is more realized. No? So one should know that we are not these bodies, we are souls. And this external covering that we have got is just because of our desires. No, women have a particular nature, you know. Men have a particular nature. Snake has a particular nature. Tiger has a particular nature. Why the soul gets such kind of body? Because it desires. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavan. In his previous life, he has done such activities. By his desires, by his actions, he has shown that, you know, I want this kind of body. So the nature provides him that body. So here we will try to see the nature of woman, and we will see how, you know, it is very dangerous, and there are cases, you know, where we should. Nature of woman we are trying to study, not that, you know, Vaishnavi should not think that, you know, they are talking about me. We are souls, we are Vaishnavas, we are servant of Lord. Our eternal constitutional position is that we are servant of Lord at the first place. Externally we have got these bodies. And then we will try to see how mind also has the same nature, just like an unchaste woman.
So how we can control woman and how we can control our mind. And how also we can control our mind on woman. So we'll try to see what we can see. So if you see Draupadi, she had this Vama Swabhav, you know. Women are naturally, they are very affectionate, you know, and very sympathetic towards people. They are very emotional. They have this emotional quotient, you know, in abundance. And men are very rational. When you talk to them, they are like, okay, what to do? Achha, kahan jana hai? Nahi aa raha hu. You know, like that. But woman means they'll say, oh, I want to come, but you know, no. They will try to rotate it. So it's like that. So they will take a statement and take you a detour, and that husband does not understand what she actually wants. It is said in the studies, it is mentioned, psychology study. This is not a scriptural study. Obviously, our scriptures mention in different way. So, recent Pennsylvania, they did a research. They found that men and women have different psychologies. That is why they don't match each other's requirements very easily. Unless woman surrenders or men surrenders, you know, either ways. So it is said that men, they have this box psychology. Box psychology means what? They think in a box at a particular time. If you tell them, come for the Bhagavad Gita class, immediately they'll say, who is the speaker, what is the topic, which temple, okay, how much time the class is there, okay, then can I go for the service? So he's thinking within the box of class. Oh, Guru Krishna Guru, so he's thinking in the box of that class. Okay, after that, what is the prasadam? He's not thinking that I have to go to the office and there is code written, you know, and I have to go, and today evening there is some function. Timing he forgets. He is in the box, his thought is in the box of Bhagavatam class. Or if he's going to the office, his thought is in the office. Oh, this is the program, my deadline is coming, my manager will shout on me, my appraisal, this and that, and people around. That's all. He's not thinking what Sachin is doing on the cricket ground that time, unless he opens it on the net. So, but women, they have a different psychology. They have a network psychology. Network psychology means what? At whatever incidents have happened are all registered in their mind. So if sometime the husband has scolded, that is registered in their mind. So even after 10 years they'll say, you said like this only, that time also you said like that. The husband is like, wow, cool, you know. No, I'm not like that, you know, that is okay, long back. What long back? You said it. So husband is, you know, he's not able to understand how to, you know, say, you know, he'll come from the office, immediately she'll say, you know, that, you come late, I know, whenever there is no hot water, no, you come late. He's saying, he's in the box of coming late, and she's talking something out of the box. So generally, man-woman psychology does not match very easily. That is why Vedic culture actually teach women and train them. See, boys used to go in the Gurukul. Till the age of 25, they'll sit, you know, and, you know, they will sit with the guru and they'll say, Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Obunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinam Vaditamastu Mavedvishavahai. Let me attain the spiritual knowledge and let me not have envy towards others as well as my own spiritual master. And you'll be under the Gurukul. Learn. How did girls learn? These boys, when they get married, they'll tell their wife what happened in the Gurukul, what we learned. And that wife will train the daughter while doing that, you know, pony. Oh, you know, we are all souls. And Krishna did like this. He went like this. So they'll get that same knowledge in a different way. There is no co-education. All the problem in modern Prabhupada is writing that actually Shastras never gave freedom, but present age women are never controlled. They are never controlled. Because that kind of, you know, scenario has been created by modern society. It involves economics, democracy and all these systems. We will not talk of that. But the women are not controlled. Why? They are given freedom right from co-education. So from co-education only, the mingling starts and they get a lot of freedom. So and then there is pollution. Even, you know, in first chapter of Gita, Arjuna is asking the same question to Krishna, saying that if I kill these people, the woman will be let free and people will exploit and there will be Varna Sankara. So this Varna Sankara is only happening now, just because there is a lot of freedom given. So Prabhupada writes here that women should actually be given protection. And they will be... Why they should be protected? Because we should also understand not only the network psychology. We'll just take an example. We'll hear from what a woman only says about the nature of woman. You know, we'll see. So this story is from Mahabharata. And Narad Muni was very inquisitive. Basically, Yudhishthir was very inquisitive. He goes to Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev tells this story, how Narad went to an Apsara. So the name of this Apsara was Panchachuda. So it's a very big translation. I'll try to catch some key points. So he asked this Panchachuda that you are an Apsara and you know you all allure people and you captivate them. What is your nature? So she says that actually we women never reveal our nature. That is our first point. Second is we never tell the truth. Second, just because you are a saintly person, I'll tell you some things. And then she says, see, we should again try to understand, we all are souls. And just like we are soul and the snake is soul, does not mean you will catch the snake and say, oh, hari bol. So we should know who is what. Now, so we should know the natures, now the external natures, the nature, conditional nature of the body. So it is said, even if high-born and endued with beauty and possessed of protectors, women wish to transgress the restraints against them. Means, even if they are under jurisdiction, they always try to escape. And here in modern scenarios, we have already given full freedom. So just imagine, why they will hear their parents? No, parents complain that hamara bachcha sunta nahi, hamara bachchi sunti nahi. Yes, because we have not kept that, you know, culture in our family. We have left them loose from childhood. I was once traveling from Pune to Bhubaneswar, so in the train we had a debate on Jagannath Puri and something like that. So we compared Bhubaneswar and Bombay, you know, that person was from Bombay. So he's saying, you know, Bhubaneswar is very orthodox, they don't let girls go after 9 o'clock or something like that. And then he said, see, I come from Bombay and my daughters, they come at 12 o'clock, I never question them. I said, if I start this topic, there will be another debate. So I left it. So this is what parents think. And then, because they are not cultured, they don't know how to obey their parents. When they get married, they don't know how to obey their husband. So it is called, you know, love at first sight and divorce at first fight. You start love, you know, dekha tujhe to jana sanam, and then you get out and then you fight. And then, you know, there is disagreement at every moment. When in normal, our devotees only, when they come in management meeting, there are 100 opinions there also, no? But still they know, no, Prabhupada is our only goal. So they cooperate among each other. Just, you know, husband and wife coming from two different backgrounds and not even devotees, what will happen to them? If they are devotees, at least they agree. But as if they are devotees and not trained, then there will be problem there also. So actually, here she is saying that if they are not restrained, it is more dangerous. They always want to run away. Now she is saying, women, even when possessed of husbands, having fame and wealth, even if their husbands are having fame, bada aadmi hai, paise wala hai, of handsome features, bahut acha dikhta hai, and completely obedient to them, means even if the husband is obedient to them, they are still prepared to disregard them. Because it is said, disregard them if they get the opportunity. Because that is their nature. They are seeking shelter. Actually, they always seek shelter in, you know, someone better. So they are in a Google search, you know, what is more better search. That is why, actually, in earlier cultures, they will have parda system. You know, the woman, when she will come in front of the other person, she will always have that and she will say, okay, my husband is not at home, or no, okay, what you want, and they will give, that's all. No. So, now point is that, you know, even sadhus, when they used to do bhiksha, they will do it only in front of the door, you know. Bhavati bhiksham dehi, no? Actually, that is why congregation program it is better to have in temple, you know. If sadhus go home, the mind can get polluted. Or even, sometimes women may try to, try to allure. That happened many, there are 100 cases, many can be narrated. So here, why, you know, and then they say, they never take into consideration the age of a person they are prepared to favor. They don't see it as bachcha, buda, no, jawan. Their consideration is not that. Whoever fulfills their desire, they will go ahead. So it is that there is no man in this world whom women may regard as unfit for companionship. So they don't discriminate, no? So this is Panchachuda telling Narad Muni. So Narad Muni anand le rahunge, no? Because he's already a brahmachari preacher. He made Daksha's sons into brahmacharis. So he was very, you know. No? So if you see that, you know, this nature is very dangerous, especially for a sadhaka. Once in Ramayana also this section comes. You know Kaikeyi, how she disheartened Dasarath Maharaj. Dasarath Maharaj gave two promises that I'll fulfill your promises. And she asked that Ram should go for exile and my Bharat should be the king. And that was so disheartening for Dasarath Maharaj. And then when Sumantara sees this, he becomes very angry. Actually Sumantara is a person who is one of the Amatyas, you know, in Dasarath's line, and one of the confidential Amatyas. He has all the data, which is known to him. So he knows the background of Kaikeyi. He says, Kaikeyi, how cruel-hearted you are. You are trying to trouble your husband with such a nice personality. Radharasbari Bhagavan ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Bhagavan ki jai, Gornitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He said, what kind of lady you are trying to trouble your husband. He said, it is not wrong, because you naturally have this flaw. This is coming from your family only. And she's like, chupet. You know? Sumantara says, you know, see Sumantara's, Kaikeyi's mother, देवर के क्वीन किंग एंड क्वीन, उसका फादर मदर उधर से आई थी वो. सो देन दिस फादर ऑफ के एक्चुअली प्लीज वन साधु. सो दिस साधु गेव अ बेनिडिक्शन दैट यू कैन हियर एनी एनिमल्स स्पीकिंग. वेन यू हियर नो वेन दे आर चर्पिंग यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड वॉट देर स्पीकिंग, बट इफ यू टेल वॉट दे आर स्पीकिंग टू एनी वन एल्स यू विल डाई. सो दिस इज द सिद्धि. सो एक्चुअली वेन यू गेट सिद्धि देर इज अंदर ब्लॉक ऑल्सो, यू नो, डोंट थिंक दट यू ओनली गॉट द सिद्धि. नो, देर आर पीपल हु डू लॉट ऑफ जादूज बट नेवर टेक टू फेम. दट इज वन ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम्स. इफ यू हैव सिद्धि यू कैनॉट टेक फेम. सो वॉट इज यूज ऑफ दट सिद्धि? सो इट्स लाइक दैट. देन दिस KK's mother was once with her husband and she was, you know, they were in the court. And one bird came and it spoke something. And this king laughed. He got the joke, whatever it was. And the lady said, why are you laughing on me? She said, no, I'm not laughing on you. She said, then what are you laughing on? We both are only here. Now you cannot say that I can hear this. And then she'll ask. She says, if you don't tell me, I'll commit suicide. Kya jabardasti hai? No, if you should be a loyal to her husband. So she is ready to commit suicide if husband does not tell. Then she says that I will commit suicide. Then husband says, what to do now? He says, you know, if I tell you, I'll die. He tells, I cannot tell you, I'll die. He said, better you die than tell me. Just imagine, oh, there, kya shock hai, you know, itna pyar kiya sab tud gaya, you know. So it is like that. And then he goes to the sadhu again and sadhu says, no, you can throw your wife out, but you cannot say that. And he tells the wife to go away. You know that? What can he do? So, and they are so adamant. She went away also. So that when Sumantra says, KK, ye tere maa se hi aa raha hai, kya kare abhi? So nature of woman does not change just because, you are in royal family or you are well educated also. So there is, you know, this Sarmishta Devyani session. Devyani and Sarmishta, they fought for no good issue. No good issue. They just went into the water and some personality passed away. And they were all naked, so they came out, they started wearing clothes. In Haribari, they wore, you know, somebody else's clothes. So Sarmishta was a Kshatriyani. She wore, you know, Devyani's clothes. And Devyani started fighting. And not fighting, bad words. You are like a crow. You are like a dog. Have you seen women fighting? They will not punch each other. They're like, you know, because they don't have energy. But they want to irritate each other. So envy each other. So then, so it is very simple issue. Okay, pehen liya bhi wo Shivji chale gaye, chalo ek dusre ka nikalo wapis pehen lete. No. And then Sarmishta took and threw in the well. You know? So it is like that. And even what Sarmishta did, after she got married, Devyani got married to Yayati, she also wanted a child. Dekho, usko already order diya hai, nahi jane ka, you are dasi. Still. So nature of woman cannot be changed. That is why there is protection under the husband, under the father, than the husband, because there is child marriage. See, child marriage is better than child pregnancy. You know, so then there was child marriage. So at a young age they were with their husband, and then elderly with their, you know, children and their family members, you know, the in-laws. So they were always protected, and then because they were always protected, slowly that mind became devotional. See, women have one very good power; they take to devotional service very fast. That you'll see in kathas, women are in, you know, 70% and men are 30%. You know, why? Because they're very devotional. They'll come to Rasbihari, they'll be like, you know, standing for hours, and our devotees who are, you know, temple, you know, and they're staying in temple for 24 hours, they'll come and do dandot and they'll run away, you know. There's a lot, oh, I'm coming, going. Women will stand there, they'll pray. No, nobody knows what they pray, you know, because Narada has to ask again. No, but they pray, and, you know, and they try to take blessings. So they're very devotional. So that is one of their positive aspects. For men, you have to bang him, train him, you know, and then he'll accept, okay, I'll surrender myself. Women, they immediately get attracted to Krishna. So that is one of the good features. So from that aspect, it is said this Pingla, she was a prostitute. But when she realized, I'm not this body, I'm a soul, and I'm unnecessarily trying to satisfy this body and give pleasure to all these nonsense people who are cheap. So then she prays to the Lord. She says, Santam Samipe Ramanam Rati Pradam Vitta Pradam Nityamimam Vihaya Akamadam Dukha Bhaya Dishoka Moha Pradam Tucham Aham Bhajedya. She says that, what is this? Santam Samipe Ramanam. That Lord, as Paramatma, is already there in my heart. Instead of taking and serving the Lord, I am trying to serve these mundane people who are so cheap. So, and then when she realized this, she took to devotional service and she became a devotee. In fact, she became a guru of the Avadhut Brahman, one of the 24 gurus of Avadhut Brahman. So, a lady or unchaste woman is actually a danger. She can even kill her husband. That is mentioned here. Why she can kill her husband? Because she has ulterior motives. And she'll, with, you know, sweet smile, she will kill. She may poison you. Hari bol, Mahaprasham. You don't know. You know this Dhanananda, the Chanakya's time, the king, the corrupt king. His father was actually a barber. That is why Dhanananda was like a Shudra only. He was not actual Kshatriya. Dhanananda's father was a barber. उसने वो उसके क्वीन को पटा लिया, तभी के क्वीन को वो बार्बिंग करते करते क्वीन को पटा लिया. क्वीन दोनों साइड, हम दोनों राजा रानी बनेंगे, उसको मारना है. और राजा को उड़ा दिया. एंड ही ऑलरेडी प्लेटिंग इनर पॉलिटिक्स एंड ही बिकेम द किंग. दैट्स व्हाई स्टार्टेड एक्सप्लॉइटिंग हिज सन, स्टार्टेड एक्सप्लॉइटिंग. दैट्स व्हेन चाणक्य डिसाइडेड, यू नो, सच डायनेस्टी शुड नॉट एग्जिस्ट इन रूलिंग. सो वी कैन नॉट चेंज द नेचर ऑफ वुमन, बट इफ दे आर गिवन टू डिवोशनल सर्विस, लाइक प्रभुपाद इन अर्लियर पर्पोर्ट सेज, ही सेज, इन आवर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट इट हैज बीन वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू डिसोसिएट आवरसेल्फ फ्रॉम वुमन इन आवर सोसाइटी, especially in Western countries. We are therefore sometimes criticized, but nonetheless we are trying to give everyone a chance to chant Hare Krishna mantra and thus advance spiritually. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. They said sannyasi should not go seven oceans ahead, but Prabhupada went and gave them a chance. So now, see, we cannot avoid that. And even in India, wherever Indians are also preaching, we are all preaching in cities, which is almost like Western countries only. In village there is at least etiquette, you know, Maharaj Pamwa chewing, you know, and they will always tell their son, follow this Babaji, is very good, you know, like that. In city they will be like, you know, how are you, hi, Arulur, no, I'm your teacher or what, you know. And you cannot avoid, you say, you know, what is this? And then they, you know, they'll write all the stuff on their Facebook, you know, saying that, you know, this sadhu is not giving good classes, you know, stop going to his corner or something like that. So, yeah, preachers have to be very vigilant and they have to be very, they have to know how to deal. Because women, at one time they get 10 thoughts. Chanakya says that. I have many quotations, but I am not reading them. You know, time is less. Chanakya says, woman, when they look at one, when they talk to one, they look at one. And they think of third. No, it's like that. They'll say, how are you? Oh. You know, and that person confused, it's me or he. No? Because the man has a box psychology. If she loves me, then I'll totally love her. But he doesn't know that she has, you know, 10 angles. She can come out of your box anytime. And that is why there are songs, no, film songs. Why this cola verity, you know, they'll cut their hand, you know, and say tadap tadap ke is dil se aah nikalti rahi, you know, and you know, and show their pain towards their girlfriend, but their girlfriend is not interested, because that is the nature of woman. Unless they realize their souls and take to devotional service, neither they will change and neither the men who are in men body, souls in the men body, will change. So we are here not to criticize woman or something, because it is said anybody who criticizes woman will think of woman a lot, he'll get a woman body. Anyone who, you know, anukul and pratikul both. Anukul, if you love a woman, you will get a woman body. And if you meditate a lot on them, you will get a woman body. And if you are against them, hating them, then also you will get a woman body, because you are in a bodily concept of life. So will of providence will give you that body to understand the pain. See, they are also caught up into so many emotions and turmoils, because that is created by them only. Now if they are straightforward, things are okay. But no, they are not straightforward, so you know, they have to tell one thing here and one thing there. So we as souls should not criticize anyone, but you should understand the nature. Here now Prabhupada is explaining the role of unchaste wife in a sadhaka's life. It is his uncontrolled mind. See, mind has enemies within, the 6 enemies. In Gita it is mentioned, mind is like a friend and mind is like an enemy. If controlled, it is your friend. And if it is not controlled, it is your enemy. Just like the chaste, unchaste lady or a lady. If you control her, restrict her, she will be like your loyal, you know, wife. Or she will be like a loyal person with you, a loyal mother. But if she is uncontrolled, she will show her demonic qualities right from the early ages. You know? Now small children, they also wear all these, like movie stars wear those, you know, 1/4 clothes. All small children nowadays, you know, they come in city, they all have that 1/4 clothes. And they think, oh, I'm this actress, I'm that actress, you know. So that is because, if similarly the mind has to be controlled. Because for a yogi, the mind is the first cause of problem. He thinks something in the mind and then he acts on it. And that's creating problem. That creates the problem for him. And there are 6 anarthas. Lust, greed, pride, envy, illusion and anger. So actually here I have some quotations from, you know, the 11th canto, 8th chapter. Very nice verses. How controlling senses and the mind are very important. In regards to senses, especially like overeating, atyahara, prayasascha, over endeavoring. These are all problems in our spiritual life. This will choke our spiritual life. Prabhupada at one purport, 4.26.13, he says about how devotee, even a devotee, sometimes we say that we are taking prasad. No, it's prasad Prabhuji. See Prabhupada what he is saying. Even if you don't control your senses. Actually, this I'm telling to myself, you know, it is not for someone, you know, I'm myself uncontrolled. Bhagavad is for myself, my own purification. He says, Prabhupada in purport is writing, when a person is initiated by a spiritual master, he changes his habits. Initiation hoya dena bahut acha lagta hai, yagya, swaha, swaha, then you get beads and you are chanting Hare Krishna. Pahla din bahut acha lagta hai, sab Vaishnav ko Hari bol Prabhuji, please bless me, you know. Aur dusre din se, pocha laga, mera kaam nahi hai, mera schedule nahi hai, you know. Woh do din baad chalu ho jata hai. So that is because of the contaminated mind. So here he is saying, when a person is initiated by the spiritual master, he changes his habits. Habit change kar deta hai, sudhar jata hai, and does not eat undesirable eatables. Unwanted items nahi khata hai. Unwanted means which are not offered to Lord, and even among offered which are like very, you know, dangerous for the body and to maintain the four related principles. And does undesirable eatables or engage in eating of meat, drinking of liquor, illicit sex and gambling. He controls this. Sattvic ahar. Foodstuffs in the mode of goodness are described in Shastras as wheat, rice and all those. But, these all things he takes initially. But sometimes, it is found that an initiated person, in the name of prasad, eats very luxurious foodstuffs. You know? Due to his past sinful life, he becomes attracted by Cupid. See, our past sins are removed just by accepting spiritual master, and spiritual master removes you from your sinful reactions. But our fan has not gone off, you know. Fan, our desires to do sinful activity are still there. The root cause is still there. The root of sinful reaction is still there. So what we are doing by not controlling our senses, due to our past sinful life, we have conditionings. He becomes attracted by Cupid and eats good food voraciously. Kitna khata hai wo? Paneer. And paneer tikka, pizza. You know, it is said fast food. You know, they eat fast food. It goes fast, does not come out fast. Troublesome. No? You have to chew a lot, hard food, you know. And it goes, comes out, well, you know. You eat hot, it comes out hot, you know. Equal reaction. So, and then it is clearly visible. Prabhupada is saying it is clearly visible. Means Prabhupada is practically seeing it is happening. That when a neophyte devotee in Krishna consciousness eats too much, he falls down. There too falls down. He eats and then he will sleep also all day. And fall down means after sleeping, you will find him outside in the material world. Because now he has lost the taste in Krishna consciousness. So he will go and engage in mundane life. Instead of being elevated to pure Krishna consciousness, he becomes attracted by Cupid. The so-called brahmachari. The threat is given to brahmacharis. The so-called brahmachari becomes agitated by woman. And vanaprastha may again become captivated into having sex with wife. See, who takes to vanaprastha life? Who has realized that there is nothing in that, you know, lump of body. It's just stool plus bile mucus, you know. No, it is an illusory effect. See, why one marries, one thinks, oh, this is so beautiful, and he's like, you know, captivated, and thinks, this will give me enjoyment. Just like one may take a bamboo, and think it is a sugar cane, and I will too. What will happen is tooth will break. And then he runs over to the bamboo. So he may go and try to search original sugar cane. But sometimes, even in the sugar cane paddy, he may try to take a bamboo and again eat. This is like this. Once you don't control your senses, then he may, even a brahmachari may become agitated by woman, and vanaprastha may again become captivated into having sex with wife. He may try to go back. And if he cannot go back, it is said, he may again begin the search out for another wife. So it is threat. It is a threat. Due to some sentiment, he may have given up his own wife. Because people run from their wives, you know, and come to temple. You know, God, save me from your followers, you know. You know, save me from this wife. Wife means worry invited forever. Bhago, and they go to Raspberry Bachalo, aaj bahut dose milne wala hai. And that he doesn't know what dose, because it is a network. What will come on, he doesn't know. You know, so it is like that. So he may come to the temple, he may take vanaprastha. But if he is not controlling his senses, he can go back. And instead of, and his own wife and comes to association of devotees and a spiritual master, but due to his past sinful life, he cannot stay. So, knowing our background and our nature, it is better to regulate our senses. The senses are so dangerous. It's like snakes, you know, usko mauka milte bahar aayega. So it is better to control. Just like the woman is controlled, same the mind should be controlled. And all these desires of lust, greed, anger will go away. In fact, there are some tips given in the 11th canto. I'll just try to tell you. He says, Avanti Brahmana says one very nice thing. He says, there are 15 gifts. How many gifts? 15 gifts that you get along with greed. If you are a greedy person, if you allow your mind to be greedy, I want big post, position, money, and you want all the, you know, all the land and big temples. You want to become the, you know, the leader of some big temple, you know, as a devotee. As a karmi, you want to become MLA, MP, minister. Then you get 15 gifts. What are these gifts? Count. You will start doing theft, violence, speaking lies. Bolna chalo ho jayega, jhoot bolna chalo ho jayega. Duplicity, duplicate. Lust, anger, perplexity, pride, quarreling. You start quarreling because you are greedy. Enmity, faithlessness, envy and dangers. Dangers caused by woman. Wo bhi aa jayega. Tum greedy ho gaya to woman log bhi aayenge. Pocket bhara rahega to unka criteria fulfill. Chalu. No? I say, how are you? Oh, acha. We can go for a, no, drink and then drink and then out. No? And gambling and intoxication are 15 undesirable qualities that contaminate men because of greed for wealth. See, for women, you know, like they have to control, men also have to control. They need not be greedy, otherwise they will also fall in the trap of Maya. And it is mentioned here, even a man's brothers, wife, parents and friends united with him in love will immediately break off their affectionate relationships and become enemies over a single coin. So the moment we have a lot of money and a lot of power, or due to our own greed, if you accumulate also, it will all be taken by these people. Again, that is mentioned by Avadhut Brahman in his 11th canto, that all these things will be taken away from us. So here, we will just go through some verses which Avadhut Brahman is teaching us. I am just reading Prabhupada because, you know, I don't think I am so qualified and realized on this subject matter. So trying to just repeat what Prabhupada, this translated by Prabhupada disciples, but what Prabhupada actually wants to tell us. How a sadhaka, it is especially very important for sadhakas. This is 11.8.7. One who has failed to control his senses immediately feels attraction upon seeing a woman's form. So what is the symptom? If you feel, Prabhuji, you know, I feel very lusty, means you have failed to control your senses. Or you are in illusion. See, I told one brahmachari, he was my friend. So he is saying, you know, he was serving in the counter, prasad counter. So some, you know, very beautiful woman came there. Immediately ran away. And this lady was like, you know, kyu bhagge? And then he told me, no, I cannot, you know, stand there. I said, what is the problem? He said, no, it is beautiful. I said, so you consider as mother and just give. You cannot run away like this. He said, no. And next very day, there was Jagannath Rath Yatra in our temple. And his two sisters were very elderly, came and met him. And they saw him, my brother had joined, they started crying. They started embracing and he also started crying. I asked him, see, you embraced your sister and she started crying. And did you feel something? He said, no. And when you saw that lady, you felt. You know why? I said, because you consider only these people as your sisters and not them. You don't see the Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So you are also in illusion. Obviously, still you should be careful. Even in Vasudeva Kutumbakam, you should be careful. otherwise you will be out of Vasudeva Kutumbakam also. Na? So, when you see that, the part and parcel, Mamai Vamsho Jivaloke, Lords, Paramatma is there also. Na? Then you can have respect. Out of respect, you can serve. So, one who has, he'll feel attraction upon seeing a woman's form, which is created by illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. Indeed, when the woman speaks with enticing words, how are you? You know? Words, smiles coquettishly, smiles, you know, and moves her body sensuously. You will find them always doing like this, you know. That hair, it's okay. If it is here, it's here. Or it's here, it's here. No? That dupatta will go here, again here, again here, again. Or put some pin, no, Baba, put it permanent, no. So that is, you know, no? So I'm sorry, I'm just trying to analyze from my point. And moves their body sensuously. His mind is immediately captured. And this, what happens to a person? See, when everything is calm, no? Like we are giving class, if everyone is sitting and down and hearing, even we can speak little more better. If like someone is getting up, somebody is sitting, somebody is going, somebody is coming, it's very difficult to give class. They capture our attention. So what woman do? They'll not remain like a saint. They'll do something here. And when man, you know, he gets allured. So that's what is mentioned. And that is for whom? Who don't want to control their senses. They will get into this trap. And falls blindly into darkness of material existence, just as the moth maddened by the fire rushes blindly into the flame. And it directly goes in the flame. Now here, second, a foolish person with no intelligent discrimination is immediately aroused at the sight of a lusty woman, beautifully decorated with golden ornaments, fine clothing and other cosmetic features. being eager for sense gratification, such a fool loses all intelligence and is destroyed just like a moth who rushes into the blazing fire. Generally, you know, preachers go to, you know, rich people's house for either donation, life membership, or no preaching. So they are not, you know, they are not 90% only to hear from you. They basically want to show, this is what I have created. Now, this is my opulence. Like Prabhupada, one big rich family told Prabhupada, na, that this is my photo. Me, my mother, my son, my daughters, this and that. Prabhupada said, this is my sex life. So that's what rich people want to show. What is big? Big means lust. Prabhupada told, what is Bombay city or city? City means you have lust. That's why everything is expanding. Big, big, big. See, when a person is bachelor, he is studying in hostel. Ek room mein 10 log sote. Now, without any admission, they will stay in the hostel. Ek cot pe, you know, niche so jate, upar so jate. Barabar tapasya karte. Shaadi hote hi, bedroom, hall, kitchen, dining, guest visiting room. Aur udhar ke area mein ek flat, idhar ke area mein ek flat. You know, separate toilet for husband, separate toilet. You know, I still know in America, one husband wife divorced. You know why they divorced? Actually, this one Grastha told me from West Virginia. He said, they divorced because the husband had a habit. After he'll use the western toilet, he will keep the lid up. And the lady always wanted the lid down. And that is they could not tolerate. You keep the lid up. And he said, no, what is the problem? You keep it down and use it up. No, and they went to the court. And the judge was just laughing. And very pathetic to say they were Hare Krishna devotees. No? So, it is like that. So, we have to control our mind and train ourselves. A saintly person should accept only enough food to keep his body and soul together. He should not overeat. Like, you know, Mahaprabhu, that Hari Taki, you know, which was kept by Govinda's brother. Who is he? Govinda's brother, no? He was also Vasu Ghosh only or someone else? One disciple, you know, he kept that Hari Taki. He said he should get married. Obviously, he must have seen some other features also. But the point is, more accumulation is not appreciated. I'll just try to go a little ahead. Here he's saying, just as a fish, incited by the desire to enjoy his tongue, is fatally trapped on the fisherman's hook. Similarly, a foolish person is bewildered by extremely disturbing urges of the tongue. And thus is ruined. So actually it is said, na, tar madhya jivati. Prabhupada in purport writes, tar madhya jivati. The jiva is the most dangerous. Actually I am telling all this to myself, so don't, you know, take it that, you know, you don't think of your, I am talking of myself and I am thinking of myself. So I require all of your blessings to follow this. Good reminder for me. And now he is saying, see, very important point. By fasting, learned men quickly bring all the senses in control, except the tongue. Because when you are fasting, when there is Sita Navami, Ram Navami, Janmashtami, everything is okay. But that, you want to just eat. And because of the abstaining from eating, such men are afflicted with increased desire to gratify the sense of taste. Because of that, what happens? If they artificially try to control, then, mauka milte itna gulab jamun, rasgulla, mishti dahi and kata. Because that quota is remaining. That is the Prabhupada and Gita also it is mentioned. Yukta hara viharasya. Take prasadam, take regulated diet on regular time and, you know, a regulated limit. See, our stomach is only this much and our plate is this much. Then what will happen? You know, so it is like that. Although it is prasad, but, you know, if we take it in divine consciousness, it is okay. Then we can take up to here. But that consciousness is also not, that is prasad. It is, you know, it is that which is tested by the Lord. And that mood you can take, but that is not there. You know, we see that what items are there. So it is risky. He is saying, although one may conquer all other senses, as long as the tongue is not conquered, it cannot be said that all the sense, he has controlled all the senses. Means basically, if he has not controlled the tongue, he has not controlled his senses. However, if one is able to control the tongue, then one is understood to be in full control of all the senses. You know, I feel very envious when I see people are controlled their, you know, tongue especially. They eat less, I feel, oh, main kab is din mein aunga. Kab habe se din amar. When I'll come to the platform that, you know, I'll also eat less and, you know, control my senses. Now, the point lies here is, you know, this is our analysis. What is the solution? Practical. Down to earth karna kya hai? Ye toh achcha lagta hai lecture. Toh tu koi bhi printout leke nikal sakta hai. You know, folio mein dala, search mara, koi bhi bol sakta hai tumhari tarah. Actually, there is one acharya. Tirumangai Alwar. Now, he's a very good example. Actually, I quote it often in my classes also. Tirumangai Alwar is one of the 12 acharyas in Sri Sampradaya. Ramanacharya, like we have Shad Goswamis, whom we follow. They are ideal example, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Rup Goswami. Similarly, there are 12 acharyas whom Sri Sampradaya follow. And they are called Alwars. Alwars mean the saintly people. and one of them is Tirumangai Alwar. So Tirumangai Alwar was the son of a prince. He was basically a big zamindar and very rich man, bahut paisa tha. But one of the problems was, he was Ayyash. Ayyash means he'll just put money here and there. But he was not irreligious, he was not sinful, but thoda sa like material enjoyment karna aisa. And he never went to the temple to take Ranganath's darshan. This story happened somewhere in Srirangam. So, once he was walking and he saw a Vaishnavi plucking flowers, you know. And this Vaishnavi's father was a Brahmana, Pujari in the Ranganath temple, the garland in charge. So she was plucking the flowers. And generally Vaishnavis, they follow, you know, rules and regulations. So, you know, then their body also becomes very beautiful, extra more beautiful than normal woman. Because they are Vaishnavis, you know, they'll see anyone who worships Krishna and Vishnu. You see, people say, tum log kitna effulgent dikhta hai. I and one more devotee were getting down on the train. 2-3 people said, you are effulgent. I said, kalau. Still those, I said, what is there? You know, we don't know. So that is how when a person becomes devotee, he becomes effulgent. Because he's associating with the Lord. Like if you associate, if those who are, cut this meat, no, there you'll see their face like this. Because they're killing. Their conscience is bad. So all their bodily symptoms also become bad. But a Vaishnava or a Vaishnavi, when she associates with the Lord and the devotees, they become very good looking. So he got attracted. She said, wow. He went to that lady. He said, see, don't mind, but I want to marry you. He said, who are you? He said, I'm the son of the zamindar. Bahut paisa hai, tension. Don't worry. I'll talk to your father. My father will talk to your father. You know, and this and that. He said, see, I don't mind marrying you. He said, wow. Then, what are the criteria? He said, but I can only marry a Vaishnava. Because, you know, I don't want to marry a Vaishnava. He said, what is this Vaishnava? So, she says, see, those who chant Vishnu Sahasranam and those who worship Vishnu are Vaishnavas. He says, that's all, I have to chant Vishnu Sahasranam and worship, go to Vishnu temple. He said, no. One more thing you have to do. See how she cheated him. She said, this is a good cheating. See, women are intelligent, they know how to make their, you know, boyfriend devotees. You know, recently in one of my courses, one boy came and asked him, you have Kantimala? How have you Kantimala? You just started a course. He said, no, my friend comes, you know, so he told me to wear. No, the friend told me to wear. I said, and why did your friend come here? He should also do this course. He said, no, girls are not allowed in your course. I said, are acha, okay. I said, okay. Chalo, sir, devotee one I come, say, you know. That's all right. So this lady told, every day you have a lot of money, every day you have to give 1,000 Vaishnavas, you have to feed 1,000 Vaishnavas. Every day from this temple. And by your own hands you should cook, by your own hands you should serve. So he said, that's all, 1,000, karta hun, done. Then after 1 year I'll marry you. Ah, kya baat hai na, ek saal, you know, chalo, theek hai, agreed, chalo, ladki agree ho gaya, aapki tension nahi. He goes, tells his father, father, see, I want to feed Vaishnavas. Father is like, wow, wah, ye hui na baat, bola, kya chahiye, paisa, diya sab. And he started cooking, he called the cooks, he started learning cooking. No, he almost became a trainee, he started training himself, cooking, serving, washing the pots. He'll feed the cooks, then he'll feed the servants, and then last he will take. And then he'll do food for life, you know. So it's like that. Then he did this for 1 year, 1 month, 2 months. And then because he's feeding the Vaishnavas, what is he getting by default? Mercy. Lord becomes very happy when you feed a Brahmana. In the fifth canto only we read in one of our verses that how the plants are superior to dull matter. Insects are superior to plants. And trees are superior to them. And then, you know, animals, among animals, then humans, humans above humans. It goes on, goes on, goes on. And above supreme personality of Godhead is the Brahmana. So Lord keeps the Brahmana above. He becomes so happy that he's feeding the Vaishnavas. And actually that girl's father also used to eat there. He never knew that, you know, he's a married daughter ke karan chal raha hai. Then, and he also became very happy. And they used to give him sadupdesh. They used to tell him stories, pastimes, how Ranganath reciprocated, you know, how and all those things. They used to say Rama and Mahabharata and all these stories. So he became a devotee by default. He's hearing every day. And because he cannot offend a single Vaishnava. Why cannot offend a single Vaishnava? She will get the report. So he's like, you know, even if he's not humble, he became humble. And then he actually became humble. And he became so humble that all devotees started loving him. And he almost became a lovable personality in the whole of Srirangam. And this lady was getting the news because father used to tell, Arey, wo ladka bahut sudhar gaya, aisa kar raha hai, wah, wah, wah. He has made his friend into devotees, all this. And he started serving, 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 serving. And 1 year passed. Again, he was continuously serving. After 1 year and 2-3 months, this lady came. He said, actually, 1 year has passed. And you know, now you can marry me. She said, oh, sorry, Mataji, you know, actually, in that, you know, thing I told, but now I'm getting so much taste in serving Vaishnavas, I think if I get married, it will be a problem. But it said later, you know, after arrangement of Providence, will of Providence, they got married also. And he's the same man who, because nobody gave him donation to build a big temple, he started doing robbery. and then doing robbery. One day he caught a couple, you know, and he put the knife there and said, give me all your ornaments. So the lady said, okay, you start from my toe and you take whatever all is there. So he started removing from that toe, the angti, the ring. It was not coming out. And both of them were laughing. And when he looked up, it was Lakshmi and Narayan, you know. Saying, okay, don't worry. No, we give you all the opulence, you build a temple. So, just from lust, he approached in lust, but because he served the Vaishnavas, he did not offend the Vaishnavas. His mind was away from all the six anarthas. See, we can see the shadow when you turn away from the sun. When you look at the sun, you cannot see the shadow. So when you turn to Krishna and devotees, Maya will not appear to you. She'll still show her face. I am here. You can say, no, Mataji thoda bandhne, you know. Maya means illusory energy. You know, it's like that. So we should take this chance. By Prabhupada's mercy, we have got this chance to associate with devotees, associate with saintly people, serve them, and we also have a independence to not offend them. You know, so we take this chance and not offend them and serve to our best of capacities and go back to God and attain love for Krishna. And not that we have to hate. See, sometimes some people become extremists, saying, oh, you know, I know one boy, he was a brahmachari in one of the temples, and we had gone for a yatra, Mayapur yatra, and Jagai Madai Ghat, we were sitting. So the sannyasi was giving class. So he changed his position. So it was like this. So Mataji and Prabhuji were sitting like this. He took it this way because of sun. So people here, they went to this border and they had to go back, and it was a big thing. So I and he were the only two boys who were like, you know, we were almost covered like this by all Mataji. And there was only one way like that. And there was, you cannot go ahead, you cannot go behind. We were all 4,000-5,000 devotees. Very difficult to go ahead and behind. So we stayed where we were and we just kept quiet. So now, I was like, okay, there was one brahmachari was sitting like this. And when the Mataji started, no, Maharaj said, Jai Radha Madhava. And the Mataji were singing. And he was like, Jai Radha Madhava. I said, he's an idiot, he's offending. No, it is very dangerous. You cannot do like that. And then, seeing that, the woman started purposefully putting in his ears, you know. Jai Radha Madhava. You know. So don't try to become an extremist and tease someone, you know. We have to see Chanakya's quote. Chanakya says, see them as mother, that's all. If somebody is too much behind you, fall at the feet and say, Mom, you know, sorry. I must have, you know, posed myself great, but I'm not that great. You only bless me that I become a good devotee. Because Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj says, just for a brahmachari, the power he requires or the tapasya he needs to do to control to, no, not break the relative principle of, you know, meeting a woman. Similarly, a grihastha also needs the same power to send to the second. Because grihastha is more prone. He's already in the domain. Brahmachari, at least externally, he's away. So we have to be cautious. Not that, you know, these tips are only for brahmachari or woman or grihastha like that. It's for all. We all are souls entrapped in certain situations. So we should not be proud of our situation. We should be humble enough, take the shelter of devotees, take the shelter of Lord, and, you know, chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Daily, and, you know, serve the devotees best of our capacity and not discriminate, not offend, because, you know, we should not have that in our mind that is a woman. No, that will keep, that is an offensive mentality. But we should know the nature. You know, it's like that. So, you know, and we should protect ourselves from Maya and chant the holy name and serve the Lord. Thank you very much. I'm not qualified. I seek blessings from all of you that I can follow. At least what I said, you have said something wrong. All of you can correct me after the class, all my seniors. So I seek blessings. Please forgive me if I have offended anyone. I don't have any intention to offend anyone. Being a neophyte, it may have happened. So you take it as a child's request. Any questions we have? Any questions, comments, you know, again.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your wonderful class, Prabhuji. As you said, spiritual master remove our sin.
Spiritual master?
Remove our all past sin, yeah, as we take initiation that time. So even chanting one name, Krishna, remove all sins. So how the spiritual master remove all sin?
Every day commit so many sins. Like you are walking, so many ants die, bacteria die, you take breathing, you are rini to the dhartri, you know, walking on her body. So everything is there. We are taking demigods. All the powers are in demigods. All this water, air and all. So we are all rini also. So that is also there. So we are indebted and we have sinful. We have sinful. See, we may think only murdering someone or killing someone is sin. It's not like that. Our day-to-day life is also sinful only. unless we are doing it for Krishna, the step you take for Krishna, everything is sinless. The step you take for yourself, it is sin. So that is why atyahar means what? If you eat for Krishna, to maintain your body for Krishna, then there is no sin. The moment you start eating more.
But we are chanting every day.
Yeah, so you are chanting, but you know, there is difference in Shuddha Naam, Namabhas.
It's said in Shastra, in one name if you chant.
Yeah, but what is that name? It is not the name that we say. It can be only Shabda what we are saying. No? Naam means it is offenseless. We are not at that stage. We cannot conclude that we are at that stage that Naam has we have taken. We cannot say that, yeah. But anyone who has taken to Krishna consciousness, started chanting, no, Krishna will, uska piche wala thoda bacha ke rakte. Baki chalo. Then he'll feel free. Wow, you know, I'm chanting, he'll get purified. That is why new devotees now, when they come to temple, they're like, you know, Hari Bol, Sadhu, Mahatma, Tulsi, water, everything they'll take. You know? And afterwards they start offending, then Lord gives them their reaction also. And then he becomes heavy. That's why initially he's very light. He feels very nice. Jaya, Prabhupada, Ras Bihari, Kirtan, he'll be dancing. And after some time, you will not see him dancing. Because he does not take to the holy name that seriously. So yeah, we cannot say that you are chanting that holy name. Even if you are free or not free, forget about analyzing, just serve. You know, don't worry about all that. Because if you eat it, you will get paralyzed by analyzing so much. You know, so it is not required. You just chant the holy names sincerely. Mahaprabhu did not tell all this. Mahaprabhu said, just chant the holy names, don't offend any Vaishnava, I'll take you back to Godhead. Mahaprabhu delivered sinful people. No problem. If you fall in between down, no problem. Due to your sins, no problem. He'll take you back. You cannot control your tongue, you'll fall down, no problem. He'll bring you back someday. But if you offend a Vaishnava, then you're gone. Fir tumhara murder kar denge, Lord. Nikal denge. Laenge wapis, par pata nahi kidhar se bhejenge. Like Durvasa Muni, ultimately you have to fall the shelter of that devotee only. Amrish Maharaj. So yes, we should not analyze so much, you know, you'll get too much worried. Mera sin gaya ki nahi, kidhar dikhta hai, ek to dikhta nahi hai, no? Dikhta ho to main bhi bol deta tha. No, it is not sin. The sinful reactions are there with us, because every day we are there. And we are not chanting Shuddha Naam. Shuddha Naam is you'll cry tears.
Prabhuji, it said, oh, in a unconsciously we chant name. In Narsingh Puran it's also written. One Muslim person say Haram Haram, so he can also liberate, and he also destroy, remove all sin, whatever he have done.
Okay, so Lord gave him special case. So we are not special case. Agree, we are not special case. Simple. Who said we are not special case? We are in the domain of Gaur Nitai. No, Gaur Nitai will take you all back to Godhead. You know? And when you go, you can take me also. Anyone who has come to the shelter of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be taken back. It is only a matter of time. But sincere, we should be sincere. We should not, you know. So don't worry about Haram and all that. You know, Ajamil also only went Narayan. But he still was given second chance. Not that he was immediately taken. Similarly, we are also given first chance. And if we don't do, you know, anyways, Krishna will come back. So eternal, na, bahut bada time hai. But humko isi life mein jana hai, toh we have to be humble enough. Yeah, it can destroy. That is na Shuddha Naam hona chahiye na wo. Aap Shuddha Naam le rahe ho, uska guarantee kya hai? Yeah, but then if you, the day you chant, that reactions will go away. But even if you are bhav or prem, you can fall down if you offend devotees. Yo, ek hi cheez nahi hai, ek naam. See, people take to holy name very technically. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, they are like this, serious, too serious about chanting. No, Hare Krishna, today only one senior devotee was telling me, he was saying, they have to chant by feeling. Prabhupada told one disciple, you should chant with feeling. Not only some, you know, that you have to hear. Hear means with feeling. Like, you know, you call, you know, let us say, in Romeo and Juliet, they'll call their girlfriend very lovingly. How are you? Let us say, how are you? Not like that. I love you. No, I love you. So there is Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it's like that. No, obviously, I'm not very expert in this holy name field. You know, what I know is, you just chant, don't offend Vaishnavas, and you'll go back to Godhead. You know, I'm not, a PhD. You know, we have many senior duties there, Gaur Krishna Prabhu and Asim Krishna Prabhu and all can explain you more. I'm not very, honestly, you know. Mereko chod do. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tai Gaur Premanande.